I don't think I would hate being knocked out cold. Like, if I could confirm that I would not, it wouldn't take multiple blows, like, if someone could guarantee me that they'll just knock me clean out, I think I'd say yes.
Okay. I think there's drugs for that.
Yeah, but I want to do it the old-fashioned way.
You want someone to literally, like,
I don't want to put those chemicals in my body. I just want
no,
someone to knock me
true.
out cold.
I wonder how much force it takes to knock someone out.
Probably a lot.
True.
Like, people get concussions in sports and they're not knocked out cold.
Yeah, I mean, you could have like lasting brain damage.
That's fine.
That is
And
a-okay. The
that's a
less aware I
perk.
am of my like reality, the better.
Mystic balls. Good morning. I just hit a puff at 8 a.m.
No, Shy, it's so
It
early. It's literally so early.
helps me poo. It
Yeah,
helps me
I'm likely
poo.
story. Likely
No,
story.
it does.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I know it's gross. I need to stop. Okay, I hear you have some jokes.
I don't have any jokes.
Heard
I
you have some
just
jokes lined up, so take it away.
sometimes I just like think of things that I'll say, but then we say it before we start recording, and then I have to re-say it, and then it doesn't. I don't get an authentic reaction from you because you're like, you just said
Weird
that.
that you just said that.
I am eating a brookie right now.
Oh, the Trader Joe's brookie
Yeah.
is so good.
I'm kind of a Trader Joe's verge, so
What?
yeah, I just like never really.
I guess there's never really been one super close to you.
No, yeah, you have to really like seek it out and be in the area of one. There was one in Boulder when I was in Boulder, but that was a madhouse.
Oh, I can imagine. People would go from there to the brand new Brandy Melville, try on their little teeny tiny little clothes that are made for American Girl dolls.
Well, they're literally made for like
13-year-olds.
13-year-olds, and then you have like
It's
21-year-olds
one
trying to
size fits all 12 to 14-year-olds.
all prepubescent girls.
Yeah, I go in going into Brandy Melville as an 18 plus individual is just one of the most haunting and demoralizing things you can do.
It is.
I remember I went in, this was a while ago now, but I hadn't been in since, yeah, literally like high school or something. And I there was one like in Westwood, very close to where I was living, and so I was like, I'll just go in. Like, they have some like cheap, maybe cute, like going out tops or whatever. I'll like, I'm just in the mood to buy something. So I went
Yeah.
in and I grabbed some stuff I thought was cute, and I like asked for a fitting room. And I just remember whatever like 16-year-old model was working the register that day. I just remember like, I was wondering why she was looking at me so funny, and I think it's because she knew that not a thing that I had in my hands was going to fit me. And so I went in and I just couldn't get anything even over my head or over my thunder thighs. And
Yeah.
then I came back out within like 30 seconds of being in there. She was like, "Did any of that work out?"
You're like, all of it did. Thank you.
I'm like, yeah, I'll buy it all.
Just take the L. Yeah.
Trader Joe's, though, I wanted to talk about. Can we go back to that?
Yeah, we can.
What have you and have you not tried from Trader Joe's?
So I've like had various things. I've had like a couple of their flatbreads. I've had yeah, the mushroom one's really good. I've had the orange chicken, which I really like. And then I got some of the dumplings, which I've yet to try. That's kind of it, though. Like,
Oh my God, and the brookie.
and the brookie, yeah. Which is a brownie cookie for those of you that don't know.
For
They're
those
just
of you
kind of
that
like.
don't have a brain in your head to figure that out.
Well, yeah, they're Jesus. But it's like a brownie and a cookie sandwich together. And you wouldn't think it would be as good as it is. You're like, whatever, brownie and cookie. No, it's so good.
It's so good. It's
It's
really dumb.
so
Yeah.
good. Oh my God, when I was at your house and you had the bruschetta filling.
The bruschetta dip. Yeah.
That stuff,
It's
oh,
incredible.
I could live off of that.
It looks like vomit
Oh
when you
yeah.
open the container. It fully looks like a Trader Joe's employee was in the back just throwing up in all of them and sealing them.
Oh no, too soon for me. That's too
Oh,
soon for
I'm sorry, I
me.
forgot. Recently had the stomach flu. Speaking of Trader Joe's employees, hubba hubba.
Oh yeah, there was one guy that was he was like bagging my stuff. He was so I was like, am I in love with you?
Yeah, and they're just always so friendly with an undertone of like sexual tension.
I heard a rumor via TikTok that they train their employees to kind of flirt with you. Do you think that's true or false?
I don't want to hear it.
Okay.
I don't want to weigh in. I
Okay.
want to believe that
Like going to Disney
that my
World.
sex appeal is so strong that a Trader Joe's employee in a Hawaiian t-shirt just can't help but tell me he likes the smoked salmon that I'm buying.
Yeah.
When you come to visit me at some point, slash when you potentially move here, because you said in passing that you're applying for jobs in California and I clung on to it for dear life. I have to take you to Erewhon. It's a horrendous. It's the opposite of Trader Joe's.
In what way?
It literally, I feel like I'm entering a spaceship that's like full of grain-free granola and like influencers. Like Jay Alvarez is always has his tight little body in there.
Oh man. Wait, have you seen Jay Alvarez in the
Buying
flesh?
coconut oil.
Have you seen him before?
I think it was him, but he was wearing a mask.
Oh, okay. And you're
Had
like, do
he
you.
pulled his pants down, I would have been able to identify
Oh
him.
my God,
Since now
dude.
we've all seen his ding-a-ling.
I haven't seen that video in a minute. I think I sent it to you in our Twitter DMs. I'm sure I could
You
pull it up
did.
really
No,
quick.
I kept seeing things about it on TikTok, and I was like, how do I find this video? And I was like, Nicole will have it.
You asked me and immediately I had the link. I
Was
was like,
so
here you
immediate.
go. Jay Alvarez put out a
Did
I
he put it
hesitate to call it a
out?
sex tape because it wasn't
It's a sex
montage.
vlog, like a travel vlog. I
Yeah,
think
it's a
like
sex
Kygo's playing in the
vlog.
background. No, it's not Kygo. It's whatever. I
There's like a
forgot the
bunch
song.
of like choppy cuts to different like
I just want to know who
angles.
filmed it and
Who
why they had to
filmed
go that hard in the editing process.
Yeah, there's like a fun filter over the whole thing and like the girl that participated was oiled the F up.
I'm pretty sure she was washing coconut oil out of her hair for the next month or so. I want to know what I want to know.
Easily.
I'm sure that this is information that's available and someone could explain it to me, but I just want to know what the consent situation was with this video being released. It doesn't seem like an accident, at least on Jay Alvarez's part.
No.
I just want to know if
Yeah, it
she's
was like a PR
okay.
video.
It literally was. He was like, people haven't really been talking about me since I broke up with insert whatever her name is here.
Alexis
I haven't
Ren.
haven't Alexis and I haven't been to Bora Bora in a while. And Tumblr is not really much of a thing anymore, so I guess I'm gonna
Yeah.
drop this.
Yeah, I think he just wanted to remind people that he actually has a
That he's hot.
fantastic package.
Ew, I feel like when I close my eyes, I see it, and I like don't really want. I just don't want that.
And it makes me so mad too because like for God to have given him that face And then also everything else, like it just doesn't seem fair,
It could have
right?
been a body double.
Oh,
I'm just
wow.
saying,
I
people
didn't.
are crazy.
That seems a little conspiracy theorist to me. I don't know.
Where's Shane Dawson? Oh wait, he's canceled again.
Oh yeah, Shane Dawson. Have you seen the like Shane Dawson look, not look alike, but this, I think it's a girl and she's on TikTok and she dresses up like Shane Dawson and does like TikTok dances pretending to be Shane Dawson, like what Shane Dawson would look like if he did the dance.
Oh
I'll
my
send you one. They're
gosh.
super accurate and funny.
Please
They're just
send it
like,
my way.
yeah, I will. I have a lot to say about this episode.
This episode, it was like straining my eyes. I feel like I have to go to the optometrist. The whole thing takes place below ground.
Yeah, a lot of it takes place in the tomb. In the tomb.
The tomb. We finally opened the tomb. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Okay. Season 1, Ep 14,
Fool me
Fool
once.
Me Once. Ian Somerhalder really shows up for this episode. He
He does. He shows up and out.
the acting is like, I mean, it's not even Vampire Diaries worthy. Like, he's so good. I don't know what it is.
I think he's just really handsome.
I think you're
I
right.
do think that that's a thing.
It's a huge
Like,
factor.
I think that's a big factor. I mean, obviously, he's very handsome and he's very charismatic, which really could carry him through the entire show. But I think this episode in particular, he decided to like really try, which he didn't have to do, but he did it for us.
No, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, he doesn't need to even try, and he did try just a little. Listen, he's no, I'm trying to think of like
All right, he's not Daniel Day-Lewis. Don't get it twisted. It's still a CW show.
but he did try a little and it really showed.
He
So
did. You can tell that he
he read the script
he read the
beforehand.
script this time. And he maybe even in practicing his lines like took off his fedora to really get into character.
Yeah.
And all the crystals that he is usually like hanging around his neck, I think he finally
He was like, "What are these for?"
he's like, I don't think Damon would be into this.
Yeah.
Damon would hate Ian Somerhalder.
You think so?
Yes. Ian Somerhalder's like a fedora wearing leather bracelet like environmental
Metrosexual.
activist.
Yeah.
I don't think that Damon and him would get along, but
Yeah, weigh in. Tell us what you think. I
weigh
really don't have an
in. I
opinion.
love that we say weigh in and no, like simply no one ever weighs in anymore. Like, who do we think we are? Weigh in.
Just like really put it makes me I'm in character, you know what I mean? Like this is just
Like, subscribe to our Patreon.
I mean,
We
we can't
literally don't
even
have.
no, we can't make a Patreon. No one would weigh in. Would you
No.
subscribe to our
No, I'm
Patreon?
self-aware enough to not make a Patreon. Thank you
No,
very
we have
much.
like a good number of downloads though for
Yeah, but no
reels.
one's gonna no one's gonna pay us for what?
Wait, I will also say, you guys, we only have 5 ratings on Apple Podcasts. They are all 5 stars. Thank you. But
Thank you so much.
if you could just, throw us a review, throw us 5 stars, or however many stars you think we deserve. I will cry if it's anything less.
Yeah, please save us from having to make several thousand Apple IDs to just rate our own podcast.
Yeah, I know. My mom's like, "Do you have a co like, oh, someone commented," and I was like, "That is me.
That's me.
That's from my comments."
Like,
So
this is hilarious, and that Nicole chick sounds really hot.
no, yeah, that's so funny.
Okay.
So if you recall, Elena got
Elena's
kidnapped.
been napped and she wakes up in the Best Western. I keep calling it a Best Western. I think it's even lower
A La
brow.
Quinta.
Perhaps, or maybe just like some like not name brand motel. It's probably, you know what it is? I bet it's just the Mystic Falls Motel.
The Mystic Motel.
The Mystic Motel.
Yeah, probably.
She wakes up in the Mystic Motel. God, I know she's been kidnapped. I know she's under some level of distress. She wakes up in a bed. She has her shoes on.
Oh my God, and she's
Have
fully
some
clothed.
respect.
Yeah, I
Have some
mean,
respect.
her kidnapper at the very least could have been like, I'm gonna remove her shoes for her.
You can kidnap me all you want. Just please take my shoes off,
Yeah.
unlace my Converse
Yeah.
before I get in the bed. It's
Yeah.
disgusting.
She wakes up.
Bartender Ben is asleep in a chair
Yeah, like he
facing
looks,
her.
he's conked the frick out too.
Yeah. I feel like he really fumbles the bag in terms of being a kidnapper this episode.
Yeah, so Elena tries to, she thinks this is an opportune time to escape. So she tries to sneak
She's
out.
tiptoeing in her Converse to the motel door, and she is pretty good. She's being nice and quiet.
But he's a
Could have
vampire
given
and he hears her.
Yeah. All right. We could have given them a little bit of suspense. He hears her, and he's like, "Where do you think you're going?" And then he tosses her in the bathroom and locks her in there.
Which wasn't really smart because Bonnie's laying unconscious in the
Oh
bathtub.
my God, poor Bonnie. Elena, this is so typical. Elena gets a little comfy bed, and Bonnie's knocked out in the bathtub.
Yeah, I mean,
Are you kidding me?
by the way, there's two beds in the
There's literally
Mystic
two
Motel.
beds. Dear
So,
God.
seems unnecessary, but Bonnie awakes. And they're like, oh my God, like Bonnie,
She's like,
Elena.
Ben's a vampire. And Elena's like, no shit, Bonnie.
Yeah, she's like, Bonnie, we're way past that. And they're like, why do you think? I don't know. They like chat about
They're like, so what's up with you? What's new? How are you
hanging.
doing? And Bonnie's like, why? Like, what? Why are they doing this to me? Why am I in the tub? My head hurts. I just want to be home with my grams, making feathers fly across the room. And
Yeah.
Elena's like, so basically, Ben and Anna are fugging. They want to open the tomb, and they need you because you're a witch.
Yeah, so as per usual, Bonnie
Is in the
is
middle of this shit.
a hot commod.
Everyone wants Bonnie, but nobody wants Bonnie. And I feel really sorry for her for that. Like, she just wanted to go on a karaoke date with a boy, and instead now he's like using her for her powers. She just needs a win.
Yeah, she really needs a win. She really needs a love interest. Like, why is the hottest character on the show the only one without a man?
I know. It's very unrealistic. I think you know what? This show, I'm about to slander its name, but I guess I do that a lot. This show would have been way more interesting if Bonnie was the one that was like in between Stefan and Damon, but I guess we just couldn't handle that. So instead, we had to put boring ass Elena as the primary love interest between these brothers.
Yeah, I mean, I just think they could have made Elena more interesting.
Yeah, or they could have given Elena more of a personality. That's true.
But they didn't. And it is what
Not a
it
shot.
is.
That's what we're working for.
So Stefan is going crazy because he can't find Elena.
Yeah, this is just every episode
Yeah, he's
at this
just like
point.
Stefan looking for
Just
Elena.
Stefan looking for Elena. And Damon knowing where she is the whole time and just
Not
not
helping him at all.
helping.
He likes watching him squirm.
If you recall, Damon is feeling particularly butthurt because Stefan and Elena were, they double-crossed him, said that they would help him get the grimoire and then started digging up a grave without him.
And he was like, "You guys, I wanted to dig up the grave
Like,
with
I
you."
wanted to do that. So now he's pretty pissed. But he does have the grimoire.
Yeah, he has the grimoire.
And he's not
And
helping Stefan.
yeah, Stefan's still like wandering looking for Elena.
I love when Stefan walks in and is like, Damon, please, you have to tell me it's Elena. Like, she's lost, whatever. And Damon's just like sitting, taking like a cheeky little peruse of this like 1,000-year-old spell
Yeah, he's
book.
just like casual, like doing some light reading. He probably has some funny one-liners. I don't know, I didn't catch anything, but
Yeah, he's like, well, I'm not gonna help you, and also I really hope that Elena dies.
oh yeah, he goes, "I sincerely hope that Elena dies," which he obviously doesn't mean because he loves Elena, but it freaks Stefan out.
Yeah, Stefan's pretty gullible, and Stefan is just like so clinging to the narrative that Damon has no good bone in his body. And I think it makes Stefan seem a little bit dumb,
Yeah, well, he
perhaps.
just is so like love struck, and also he's been scorned one too many times by Damon,
Yeah, I guess
which
they
he
have.
says later in the episode. He talks about how every time he like thinks he can trust him, he just regrets that decision every single time, and it's just happened too many times that he can't, they can't ever have a good relationship.
Yeah. Then they go to the Mystic Grill.
Yeah.
Also, none of this is in the we use like Wikipedia. Thank you so much for
Thanks,
all the
Wikipedia.
Wikipedia has like a synopsis of all the Vampire Diaries episodes, which is like kind of what we use as a framework when we're talking about them. This one didn't include, listen, in this episode, Tyler's back, Matt's back, our girl Caroline is back, and they just didn't include any of this in this because I guess they don't think it's like central to the main plot of the tomb or whatever. But I'm going to talk about it because I frankly care more about that than I do about all these vampires in the tomb.
Me too, because Caroline and Matt have this budding relationship where it's like a little bit of back and forth. They're walking a thin line. I mean,
They have their first kiss.
they have their first kiss. I have a lot to say about Caroline and Matt, actually.
Yeah, basically there's just a scene like in the middle of all this random like kidnapping plot where like Matt and Caroline are kind of talking. Caroline has a speech prepared, which I thought was really charming.
Wow, really? I had such a different take.
Oh, did you think that that was like clingy?
I just thought it was like kind of annoying that they wrote her as having to go up to Matt and be like, "I have a speech," and this is like kind of the running gag throughout the whole episode, where she like gives him these speeches, and it's like, girl, it's not a speech. Just tell him how you feel. Like, you don't have to preface it with the fact that you're about to lecture him.
Yeah, I get that. I think that it's very Caroline, and I also think it's a cute way that she shows kind of her like hesitation and embarrassment, and that she maybe I just like that she gets so much affirmation from him when she like basically says, we kissed, and now I'm giving you an out if you want. You know, to just go back to being friends, like if that made you feel weird. And I guess I like that it kind of gave him the opportunity to be like, no, I don't want an out. Like that was, I'm happy with that.
Yeah, and he says that to her, but then he like has a weird conversation with Tyler later in the episode at the party where he's like, first of all,
Oh, she might be too clingy.
yeah, this is a really weird scene, and since it's not even in the synopsis, we'll just talk about it right now, but they're at a party in the woods, as they do in
As
Mystic Falls,
usual, yeah.
and the conversation between Tyler and Matt starts with Tyler being like, "Where's Caroline?" And Matt's like, "I have no idea." And then he proceeds to tell Matt that he thinks Caroline is too clingy. And I'm like, "You don't even know where she is."
Oh, you mean he tells Tyler that Caroline's too clingy?
Yeah. Is that what I said? What did I
You
say?
said Matt. That's okay.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a good point.
And I'm just like, she's not clingy
She's
because
not clingy
she.
because she's out enjoying the party on her own without
You,
you.
and she likes, and all she did was like hold your hand once. Like, you need to chill the frick out. I don't understand why intimacy is so scary for guys. A girl
Yeah.
holds their hand and he's like, I don't know that I can do this.
She held his hand for 2 seconds and then now has probably been like partying with other people for an hour and he's like,
Yeah.
I just can't get over that she held my hand. Like that was too much.
Yeah, he was like, that was crazy. Keep in mind, he slept at her house and just like comforted her a few
Yeah,
episodes
that's
ago.
clingy on his part.
So I don't know. Whatever. Matt has some like severe intimacy issues to
Well,
work
he's a high
through.
school boy, so
Yeah,
you can't
that's
expect
true.
too much of him. All right, back to the freaking kidnapping.
Yeah.
Back at the Mystic Motel, Anna's back. Finally, the one in charge is back, and Ben can stop pretending to be scary.
Our girl boss.
Our girl boss Anna's back. And she just does the thing where like the character reveals their like master plan to the kidnapped individual.
Yeah.
Pretty common trope. And she's like, yeah, I just like my mom's in there, so I gotta get my mom out. And she's like, I don't wanna bond with you over having like dead moms. And
Yeah,
I'm
we're
like,
not gonna do the dead mom thing. And I was
okay.
like, oh, okay, sounds good.
Yikes. Throw her freaking bone. She's literally been kidnapped. And then Anna calls Stefan. She's like, I've got your girlfriend. I need that grimoire, otherwise I'm gonna kill her. And Stefan's like, here's the thing, I don't have it. Damon's currently reading it over a cup of tea, directly adjacent to me. So let me see what I can do for you.
Yeah.
So Anna basically is like, all right, I'll go meet Damon and talk to him. And in the meantime, Bonnie and Elena are, I guess Elena's thirsty. I don't think she had an ulterior motive in asking for water, but Bonnie certainly did. So Elena's like, is there anything to drink here? And I love that Ben goes, are you offering? I thought that was
Just
a
like,
good one.
yeah, it's just like so intense. And she was just like, yo, I just need a
She's like, I
glass of
just need
water.
water. I'm really not offering to tap a vein for you. And he's like, yeah, there's water on the nightstand.
Yeah, so she like gets the water. And then Bonnie takes it from Elena and throws it on Ben and makes it catch on fire.
Pretty cool trick.
Which is very cool for like a new witch. I feel like that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, good for Bonnie. She works well under pressure. And so then he catches on fire and starts freaking out, and then they make a run for it. Bonnie gets out. He catches Elena before she can get out. And then essentially, everyone just loves to,
Use
just
Elena as bait.
use Elena as bait over everyone. I think Bonnie's a little bit dumb for this. I mean, maybe they would have killed Elena had Bonnie just like zipped out by herself. But because he catches Elena, he's like, get back in here. I'm gonna kill her. So Bonnie gets back into the motel. But I kind of feel like that was Bonnie's chance to like go
Dip.
run, get help.
'Cause they don't even. I mean, what are they gonna do without Bonnie? They need Bonnie and they need Stefan and they need Damon. And if Elena's dead, like,
They don't got anyone.
they don't have anyone. So Bonnie probably could have left, but she didn't. She is a good friend and she's like, I'll stay.
Yeah, so that's been thwarted. Anna's going to meet Damon to just like basically ask to like team up. And while she's on her way to meet Damon at said unmarked like park bench, I don't know how they
Yeah.
found that. That wasn't shown in the phone call. She runs into Jeremy.
Yeah, Jeremy's like, hey, girl.
He's like, hey, it's the soccer chicken foosball champion.
Yeah, and basically, our boy Jay tries to like ask Anna to be his girlfriend.
That wasn't my read on it.
Wait, is this the scene where he asked her to be his girlfriend?
I don't think that that happened at all, did it?
I thought at one point it did. Maybe I'm wrong, but he sees Anna. And they have like a chat about the party.
This is very typical. You spend so many hours trying to get a boy to like you and trying to do all the things that he does and ask him to hang out with you. And then the second that you pull back because you're trying to recover your mother from a tomb that she's been rotting away in for 100 years, he all of a sudden shows interest in you.
Yeah.
Ladies, can you relate to this?
He's all of a sudden like, ooh, I actually love, love, love that you kind of stalk me. That's like something about you that I love. And I want to be with you now. And Anna's like, ooh, bad timing. Like, I got things I'm actually doing.
She's like, my schedule's packed. But he's
Yeah.
like, well, come to this party tonight. She's like, no, I can't. He's like, it's in the woods by the old cemetery. And she's like, actually, two birds, one stone.
Yeah, and she makes this weird comment about how she, or I guess Jeremy does. He's like, I know you're like freaky, and I just kind of assumed dead people would be your thing. And she's like, I do love dead people.
She a freak. I do love dead people.
That's not verbatim, but it's the gist.
It's funny that she like changes her mind and she's like, actually, I can do both. Like, this is probably the singular most important moment of her life, like trying to get her mom back from the tomb. But she's like, you know what? I think I can squeeze in a party at the cemetery.
A fun party with this like boy that I say that I don't like, but I think I do.
Yeah, and turns out, I mean, there are ulterior motives. Supposedly, she needs Gilbert blood. I didn't really fully understand the necessity of that.
No, I think it's just like a, I think it's just vengeful. I think she just wanted to spill Gilbert blood because a Gilbert was the one who imprisoned her mother.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, it doesn't require Gilbert blood to like awaken one of the vampires. Okay, that makes sense. In my head, I was
Yeah.
like, I don't really remember this being a thing. But anyway, she's like, yeah, I'll see you at the party. And she goes to meet Damon on said unmarked park bench.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I work alone and like I'll figure out how to get a witch myself. Like, congrats on having Bonnie locked away in a bathtub, but I don't really care and I have the grimoire, so I'm gonna figure it out. And then Anna's like, well, also I have Elena and I'll kill her too.
Damn, Elena's having it hard. The
I'm
trauma.
kind of jealous. I'm like,
I
no
know.
one's ever
Used you as bait.
And then Damon's like, oh, shit, like, okay,
Like, ugh,
don't
this
kill
bitch.
Elena.
Yeah.
Don't kill Elena. She's way too sexy.
Yeah.
Don't kill her. Her hair's so shiny.
Yeah, her, she's so
I was gonna say,
thin.
don't kill her ass so fat. And I was like, it's not.
It's actually not, yeah.
Because she's so thin. I'm jealous.
I'm kind of not. We got a lot of, I saw like her like side profile, and I was
And
just
she
like, girl.
disappeared.
And she literally was like paper thin. And listen, like that's just her body type. I know we talk about this literally every episode. I would love to not talk about Elena's weight for one freaking episode, but I just, it's an anomaly to me.
It's my fault.
No, I just like I can't stop thinking about it when I watch it. I'm like, this girl can blow away. Like it's
any moment, people should be worried about breathing heavily around her. There, she's gonna fly
I
away.
know. It's and not to mention that she keeps like having her life threatened. Like I'm sure that's
I'm sure that's
really,
stressful.
yeah.
And it seems she seems to have the obnoxious quality where when she's stressed, she doesn't have an appetite. Where I have the other way where when I'm stressed, all I want to do is shove food in my mouth.
I know when people have that
When
trait,
people
I
are
don't
like, I'm
know.
so stressed, I've lost 10 pounds.
Yeah. I literally
Excuse
haven't
me.
eaten. I can't eat. I'm like, wait, hold on. You're
I'm like,
not
whoa,
hungry.
you don't get, this is a win for you.
Yeah. When people are like, I haven't been hungry lately. I'm like,
I've never not been
I've
hungry.
never known that like relief.
Yeah, so Damon's not gonna let Anna kill Elena because in some dusty part of his heart, he's like, I still haven't fucked her yet.
That's so
Gotta
true. That's
keep her
so
around.
true. Yeah.
It's gross. Stefan figures out where Elena and Bonnie are, and he has such a hero moment. He throws open the door and he like flings open all the blinds and burns Ben's skin
Yep.
with the sunlight. And they run. Elena literally is like, Stefan! And like is so excited. She's basically like jumping for joy. I'm like, relax, you've still been kidnapped.
Yeah, you were still kidnapped and your mans had to come rescue you yet
Yet
again.
again,
Damsel in
Elena.
distress. And Stefan tells Ben to leave town, otherwise he's gonna kill him. And I don't know why he didn't just kill him then and there. He just like left him to.
Because Stefan loves to think that he's a good guy when in reality he's actually has murdered many people.
Yep, so why not just add
Like,
another to the list? Instead, he let a baby vamp just like run free.
that's the most obnoxious thing to me about Stefan is that he literally is so up in arms about being like a good person and like not wanting to like shed human blood and all this stuff. When in actuality, like literally what, 2 episodes ago, they were like plotting the murder of that one guy in the hoodie. I
He had no
just
problem staking him in a cafeteria, if I recall.
literally the Mystic High cafeteria, but you know, whatever, Stefan, you're a hero.
Whatever. So he lets Ben go, I guess. And then Anna comes back and her captives are gone. Our girl boss is pissed,
Yeah, she's
y'all.
mad.
'Cause she's like, Ben, I literally told you to do one freaking thing. I love this dynamic between Ben and Anna.
He's literally her employee, and he just keeps fumbling the bag.
He keeps fumbling. He's like kind of in love with her. She is not interested.
She's too busy girl bossing.
Yeah, but she's such a girl boss, and she's like, my assistant lost two. Very
Sorry,
important.
my assistant keeps forgetting to pick up my celery juice.
Yeah, fucking Ben. Ben the assistant, more like it. Anyway,
Yeah, so she's pretty bummed about that. And she's like, okay, well, now we've got nothing, but Damon's going to open the tomb no matter what. So I'm just going to make sure that I'm there.
Yeah, which I don't know why that wasn't her plan all along. Just like let Damon do the work and then show up.
Well, not to make this a cultural commentary, but I think that that's, you know, one of the main failings of girl boss culture, is that in wanting so badly to be the girl boss, you neglect to see that men will do things for you if you just sit back and let them.
Men will literally do things for you if you sit back and let them. And in her girl boss mindset,
Yeah, when you're in that frame of mind.
she wanted to be the girl boss that did it all. And there's something to be said for like knowing your feminine,
Know your place.
know your not your place, but like, I mean, yeah, and be like, listen, I can just show up at the tomb and it will already be done for me, and then I can, much like men do, take the credit for it.
Yeah, work smarter, not harder.
Come
You
on.
can't do it
So she
all,
kind of,
Anna.
yeah, you really can't. You can't be, I was gonna say pretty and funny, and but she's not
She's
necessarily.
neither of those things.
Neither of those things. She
She's
kind
pretty,
of,
and she's pretty.
she kind of has American Girl doll teeth. She's like a,
That
doesn't she?
was
Doesn't
the worst
she?
thing you could. I can't believe you just Committed a hate crime actually just now.
Well, every time I see her, I'm like, you look like an American. You look like the freaking girl of the year.
She looks like
Like,
Felicity.
yeah, she does look like Felicity. She does.
When you lean her back too far, her eyes just automatically shut. You know how you would do that with American Girl dolls? Their little weird eyelashes and their eyelids, like you just lean them back and they shut.
I'm gonna be honest, I loved my American Girl dolls so much. I had all the accessories, all
Oh,
the
wow.
outfits.
I never really bought into the American Girl doll thing.
I had a very vivid imagination and would I really liked playing pretend, making them, fornicate and stuff, whatever little girls do
Oh
with
my
their American Girl
God.
dolls.
Wait a second.
Hold
You made
on.
two American Girl dolls fornicate?
Didn't everyone with like
Which
their Barbies
two?
and
Which
stuff?
two? Like Kit and Felicity? You had them like
I
scissoring?
had Nellie and Samantha, and then I had like a lookalike doll.
Oh, so you yourself would use your own doll
Well, I didn't identify
to
as my
simulate.
doll, but yeah.
Whoa. Wait, so you had your My Twin American Girl doll in compromising positions with like Nellie and Samantha.
Correct. I will not be taking questions at this time. In
Wow.
hindsight, it really explains a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it does. It does. I need to sit with that.
Yeah, that's fine. Take your time with it. We'll meet back up with Anna in a minute.
Yeah. Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready. Oh, Bonnie, Elena, and Stefan are at Graham's slash Sheila's house. Dude, Graham's is an absolute. Graham's is the hero that Stefan wishes he could be.
Yeah, I don't know.
She is the girl boss that Anna wishes she could
Oh my
be.
God. Yeah, no. Grams is an actual true girl boss because
Yeah.
she knows her craft. She knows what she's doing. She can think on her freaking feet, you know? And I think that's what Anna lacks.
Yeah, Anna seems to be really driven by emotion and pretty impulsive.
Yeah.
She's also like younger.
That's true. But is she? She's a
Oh wait,
freaking
no, actually she's
vampire.
older. She's older. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't really
Gramps
like
is just
Anna and
like
I love
very.
Sheila.
Yeah, she's super even keel. And she's helping these crazy kiddos get out of their crazy
Their
situations.
crazy van, their zany vampire antics.
Yeah.
I would love to see the Vampire Diaries in the style of iCarly.
I know, you see, somehow the
Yeah.
world will
I want to
change for
see
me.
Spencer up in here.
Okay, wait, I have a question. Do you find Spencer attractive from
Do I find
iCarly?
Spencer from iCarly attractive? Like if it's a yes or no, like and
Yeah.
I have to make a choice, would I or wouldn't I? I think I'd do it for the banter.
Okay, yeah. He's pretty funny.
I just, yeah, anyone that's funny, I'm like
He's like kind of dumb too.
Yeah, I'll usually head more in the yes direction if someone's funny because I feel like it's just always like kind of worth the laughs, which has
It
ultimately been
is.
my downfall. If anyone wants to know my Achilles heel, there it is. If you're funny, you
Oh
can treat me like shit because I'm like, that was funny though.
my God, that's so true. When you were, sorry, we can cut this out, but when you were reading the text messages from that guy that ghosted you, he was so funny though. He was so funny though.
Do you see why I fall into these traps? Because I'm like But shit, you're so funny.
Yeah,
They
he was
don't ghost me.
so.
You're so funny.
Oh my God, wait, I read something. So, I read something. I freaking watched a TikTok that was
I
so.
read some literature recently.
And it was really interesting. And they were talking about, like, they're talking about the Stanford study. And when men say they want a woman with a good sense of humor, it actually means that they want a woman that finds them funny and will laugh at their jokes. And when women say they want a man with a good sense of humor, they actually mean they want someone to make them laugh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so just sit with that for a sec.
I'm fucked.
I know. I was like, wait. And then it was interesting because they started talking about like men statistically don't find funny women attractive.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Which I don't know. I
This
feel
is
like
just
that's
really bad news.
I feel like that's outdated though, because I think most people in general want their partner to be
Funny.
funny. But maybe men just like think that if women are smart enough to make jokes, then they're not dumb enough to be manipulated. I don't know.
I can see not necessarily men, but just people in general that are very funny. And maybe this is more, I'm like just hesitant to completely generalize, but okay, men that are very funny, I can see them wanting someone that will laugh and make jokes off of like their jokes kind of thing, but that isn't necessarily like very funny in a standalone way because that could be threatening.
Super threatening.
But
Any
that
funny woman knows, like, this is a talent I have that is threatening to men. And honestly, like, a turn off to men. You ever been the
yeah.
funniest person in a room? Men will not approach you. From experience, is what I know.
Yeah, wow, much to think about, much to
Much to
think
think about.
about.
No one in the series is funny except for
Damon.
Damon.
And I think Caroline's funny, but maybe not on purpose.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, and Jenna's funny, but oh, she's single. Well, no, Alaric's kind of up in her little booty.
Gross.
I didn't really think of the full implications of what me saying that. The imagery that would create. Much like you didn't think
Okay.
about the imagery you could create when you told me that you made your my twin doll and Samantha scissor each Dude, we should have known.
I
We should
know, right? Well, I have been knowing it. It's
You've been
just,
knowing.
I've been knowing.
Oh, wow.
And that was like,
Where were we?
where were we? We
Oh,
are.
I was about to put some respect on Sheila's name. I want to say the actress who plays her because I want to give her some credit. Jasmine Guy, thank you for your
Carrying the show
service.
on
Thank
your
you for literally carrying the show on your
back.
back, you and your granddaughter. Good Lord.
My God.
Yeah, so they're back at Graham's house. They're kind of trying to figure out like what the fuck they're gonna do now about the tomb. And Elena's like, we literally don't have a choice but to help Damon get Catherine back. Like, he's never gonna leave us alone. He's never gonna like be a functioning normal person if he doesn't see this through. Also, Elena is kind of masking the fact that she like has this weird connection with Damon. I feel like she's like talking about it in a very hypothetical sense, but I think she also just wants to see Damon
She wants to
like
see him
wants to see
happy.
him get this. And also I think there probably is some weird part of her that wants to see this doppelganger. I mean, I would want to see that.
She's just mad curious.
Like, shit, I would be.
Yeah.
Like, you know how they say that like we wouldn't even recognize ourselves if we like saw ourself like copied and pasted in front of us because we only see ourselves in like photos and in the mirror, which is like a distorted way of
Yeah.
seeing ourselves. Like, shit, I'm curious. I want to know
Wait,
if I'm hot or not.
I recently sent you a TikTok and was like, I thought this girl was you.
Oh yeah,
Did
I
you?
saw that.
What were your thoughts? You didn't reply.
Did I not? I'm
No,
sorry. I saw
it's
it.
okay.
I mean, she's really cute. I was flattered. But I wouldn't see her and think she looks like me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it was only like
I'm
a
looking at it
split
now.
second. It was like when it first popped up, and I was like, this looks like Cheyenne, or at the very least, like maybe one of her sisters, because you guys all look very similar.
We do. Yeah, no, I can see it. But yeah, it's just weird. Like no one really knows what they look like.
No, and that I
So
hate that
maybe
thought.
yeah, it's really t it's pretty harrowing, that's for
Like
sure.
not knowing what I look like is, I mean, I already don't know what I look like.
Yeah, no, me either.
Like I see pictures of myself and I'm like, are you kidding me right now?
But then there's other pictures where I'm like, I know I am not that hot in real life.
Yeah.
I don't know. The
I don't
camera is
know. It's
lying.
hard to say.
Anyways, Elena's like, okay, well, if we're gonna get Damon's trust back, it has to be me to get his trust back because everyone knows that he has a soft spot for me. And it's like, shut up, Elena. But Sheila agrees that she'll open the tomb as long as only Catherine comes out and the rest of them are burned. Yeah, so Elena's like, okay, I have to go talk to Damon. It's like, why have you put yourself at the center of all of this, Elena?
So classic.
And so she goes and convinces Damon to trust her again. It works. And then they're all like, okay, dope. We're gonna meet up at the tomb. So everyone's like, meet up at the tomb, meet up at the tomb.
Keep in mind a party is like also scheduled
Literally a
at
teenager
the
party also at the tomb. Very
tomb.
convenient. I love that Damon shows up with an IV bag of blood.
Yeah, no, that was really
That
cute.
was
He
sweet.
has like a, because he's like, ooh, well, Catherine's gonna need something, like when she's gonna be super hungry when she gets out of the tomb.
Surely thought that this was about to be his moment to be like such a hero and literally to have like this moment with Catherine, like the love of his life.
Yeah, you've been waiting for hundreds
Spoiler
of
alert, it doesn't
years.
work out like that.
No.
So Damon brought his IV blood bag. Stefan brought in the in the Wikipedia synopsis, they refer to it as Stefan brought along his arsonist tools.
I don't even really
What? So
recall.
gasoline and like a blowtorch?
Yeah, he yeah. Which to
Yeah.
be fair,
Those are arsonist tools.
arsonist tools.
Yeah.
But so now the party is in full swing and Jeremy is like kind of looking for Anna. Anna's nowhere to be seen. And at this point, Tyler shows up and like bullies Jeremy for no reason.
As usual.
As usual, Tyler's so mean. Like he has a huge stick up his ass. He's literally like,
Yeah.
Jeremy, like, well, oh, he runs up to Jeremy and he's like, yo, you got any weed? And Jeremy's like, okay, you are so mean to me all day,
Literally,
every
you've been
day.
bullying me since sixth grade and you want weed?
Yeah, he's like, and the second like
That's
we're
not
at a
high school, though.
party, you want to like party with me? No, like that's not how this is gonna work. They have like a little moment, and then Anna shows up.
This is very reminiscent of like one of those Hannah Montana episodes where she is like trying to be both Hannah and Miley like at the same party. Like Anna's
Yeah.
literally trying to be like
Like the
Jeremy,
girlfriend.
soccer chick foosball champion at the same time that she's trying to be like
A
a
girl
100-year-old vampire girl boss. And I'm
Yeah,
really
she's.
stressed for her.
I'm really stressed for her too. I'm like hoping she can keep up the ruse.
Those types of Hannah Montana episodes, I think, were like the onslaught of my anxiety. Like I think that kicked it all off for me.
That did be like
I
seeing
used to be
Miley and Hannah.
sweating watching those episodes.
Anyway,
Yeah.
sorry. So Anna slash Hannah Montana slash girl boss.
Slash Miley Stewart.
Slash Miley Stewart, she's like hanging out with Jeremy and they're having like a heart to heart.
She's
And
like,
Jer And Jeremy's finally like, let's do this. Like, you know what? I like your kind of
He's like,
stalkery.
you've berated me enough, and finally I'm into it.
And Anna's like, oh shit. Bad timing. I'm actually moving with my mom. We're moving. So. And Jeremy's like,
She's
what
like,
the?
once my mom wakes up from her 100-year desiccation, it's over for you bitches.
And Jeremy's like kind of heartbroken. Whatever, I hate Anna.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. And then he kisses her, and she gets
Oh,
deep
yeah.
veins because vampires, like, I guess just literally can't stand human touch without wanting to suck everyone's blood.
Yeah, which is
And
really
he's like,
sad.
whoa, your face. And she's like, it's nothing. And he's like, I don't think so. And then she's like, listen, I gotta go.
And then she leaves.
Well, no, Ben comes and knocks him out cold.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so he knocks Jeremy out cold and he like drags him close by to the tomb because Anna's like, oh, my mom's gonna be hungies.
Yeah, so she wants to feed him Jeremy. Anna's such a
Feed.
freaking girl boss.
In the worst sense of the word. Stefan,
Yes.
so they're down in the tomb. Now it cuts to like Bonnie and her grams like holding hands and like chant like speaking in tongues.
They're like chanting Latin, and there's like flames and
You
torches.
get the picture. Stefan's like, oh shit, I forgot my I need to go get my gasoline, which I'm like, why didn't he bring all that down with him? Like, this just
His
seems
arsonist
really
tools.
unorganized. His arsonist tools, he seems to have
Yeah.
forgotten above ground. So then he goes up to get his like jug of gasoline or whatever and sees Jeremy knocked the fuck out. Anna's like, I'm gonna kill him if you don't let me get my mom out.
Which honestly, whatever.
Yeah, kill Jeremy. M make my day.
Oh, I was gonna say whatever, let the mom out, but also,
Oh.
yeah.
Yeah, and then Anna goes down into the tomb, I guess, and then it's just Stefan and Ben, and Ben's like, oh, you don't drink human blood, you're probably hella weak, let's fight. And then Stefan, who has literally proclaimed himself to be such a good guy, legitimately burnt like lights him up with a blowtorch and kills him.
Yep, he. This is now the second time Ben has been on fire in this
Poor
episode.
guy. Talk about a double standard.
And also, this really unlocked something inside of me that I didn't realize. I'm terrified of being set aflame.
Yeah, I think that's probably like top 10 worst ways to die for sure.
Okay, wait, actually, it's not because apparently, once, like, if your whole body's set on fire, your nerves burn off first, like the first layer, and then you don't feel anything.
Oh, okay, so maybe top 10 best ways to die.
But imagine like the anxiety of that to be like,
I'm on to just know that you're on fire.
yeah, like that sounds horrible. But anyway, so he's set on fire and dies, which also I didn't know that was a way you could kill a vampire.
So the tomb door cracks open thanks to Bonnie and her grams. And Damon's like, I'm going in. And he, for like, poor Elena is just literally a pawn in everyone's game. He takes Elena with him so that, like, to ensure that they won't seal it up behind him and just
Yeah.
they go in. And Damon, like, immediately leaves Elena alone. And
He
she, like,
runs.
keeps, like, stumbling and falling into, like, all these desiccated bodies.
Yeah, and they're she's
So
like
gross.
freaked out. She can't see anything. At one point
Gross.
she like screams 'cause she's getting attacked or something.
They just like are like their little like bony fingers are all over her, and it's a whole montage, and it's very scary. And if you'd like to know the full details, you can just watch it. I'm getting
Yeah.
tired.
Hey, everyone, turn off this podcast and probably just
Probably
watch the
just watch the
episode.
show. But yeah, Anna gets there. She runs into the tomb, and Bonnie's like, no, and then Sheila. It's like, no, just let her go in the tomb. And Bonnie's like, why, Grams? And Sheila's like, basically, I'm the girl boss now. And no vampires are coming out because I'm pulled a fast one on all of them, and she's basically every single vampire that's in there is now stuck in there.
Yeah.
So she opened the door, but she didn't break the seal, essentially. Stefan comes back, and he hears that Damon took Elena with him. Sheila's like, well, you can't go in there. Elena can come out, but no vampires can. And then Stefan hears Elena scream and just all of a sudden decides to risk it all and just die to go get Elena out.
Stephanie, you idiot.
Yeah, and then he also, I guess, like wants to get Damon out. And it's just like a tired charade that they like pretend that they don't want each other alive. Like,
Yeah, they obviously love each other. Like,
yeah,
come
like, all,
on.
like
You don't need
they
to
would have
be.
killed each other by now. But
Yeah.
anyways, inside the tomb, Anna finds Elena and she's basically like, this is all Stefan's fault and Jonathan Gilbert, your ancestors' fault that my mom's even in here. So basically, I just knocked your brother out cold and I'm gonna make sure that it's his blood that brings my mom back to life.
Yeah, she was
Also,
like,
we just made out earlier, so take
She was like,
that.
I was gonna use you, Elena, but your brother like made it easy for me. She finds her mom. She looks great. Pearl.
Pearl's looking good.
Damon's running around the tomb. He cannot
Terrifying
find.
Catherine. He's panicking.
He's panicking. I'm
He's
panicking.
panicking.
He can't find his girlfriend.
Which is a big bums. That would suck.
Stefan goes to find Damon and he's like, I gotta talk him out of like this. Like, he's to come out. Elena gets out of the tomb because she's human.
And then realizes that Stefan can't get out. And so Bonnie is like begging Gramps to lift the seal so at least Stefan can get out because he's the good one, even though he legit just committed murder above ground, by the way, which no one knows and he's not going to tell anyone.
Yeah, that just like,
So
yeah, whatever.
they're like, Stefan comes out and she's like, shit, Damon's still in there. Like, we promised Damon that we would help him. So they go back in. It's just like a really exhausting, so much in and out of this
Yeah,
freaking
and this is a
tomb
very
door.
strenuous process for Sheila and
They're both
Bonnie.
like
This is like
hardly
a,
standing.
yeah, this is like a witch workout to like have to hold this
They're
seal
doing an
open.
hour-long HIIT class right now, I tell you.
Yeah. And everyone's just fumbling the bag, as Cheyenne says. What does
Yes.
that even mean? Like, where's that from?
When you fumble the bag, it
Is
just
that like a
means that
sports term?
I think fumble is, yes, a football term. But fumble the bag is just like you're screwing the pooch. If you know.
Just use another saying to describe this
Do need I say more?
saying. No, I understand.
Yeah.
I just wondered if you had an origin story, but
No, I'm sorry. I don't know if I can think of one.
that's okay.
Now they're all back in the tomb. Like
Everyone's back in the
everyone's
freaking tomb.
dancing in and out while poor Bonnie and her grandma are like on like the last 5 minutes of like a cardio circuit.
Yeah.
And Anna comes out. They lift the seal because they're trying to save Stefan and Damon. Anna comes out with her mom. I'm kind of happy for her. Like,
Me
shit. Go
too.
on your
Shut
mom.
the bitch up, that's for sure.
Yeah, have her leave us alone. Damon still can't find Catherine. Stefan's like, dude, she's straight up not in here. Damon gets mad and chucks the IV bag of blood against the wall and it goes everywhere.
Yeah, gross.
And Stefan's like, dude, we just have to go. Elena runs in, of course, and is the one to get him to leave. And so they all run out and everyone is out of the tomb before Bonnie and her grams can seal it. And by the time that they do seal it, my God, are they zooted?
Yeah, they're exhausted.
These poor women.
Yeah.
And Jeremy's alive and well. No one worry. He seems to be fine. And Elena and Stefan bring him
And they
home.
just go home.
And he's like, no, I'm really fine. He's like, shit, I must have been fucked up. Like, I passed out.
Yeah, Jeremy's like, I don't know what happened. Like, yo, like, I wasn't even drinking that much. And then I just, like, don't remember anything. And Elena's like, "You're probably fine. Like, don't worry about it." And immediately Jeremy goes online and starts Googling
No,
vampires.
he's not Googling. He's on Bing.
Oh, he's binging
He's
vampires.
binging. Binging to Bing.
To bing. To bing or not
To
to
Bing
bing.
or Very Twilight moment. Yeah, he literally Bing searches vampires, which I thought was really funny.
Do you think Bing sponsored them?
Oh, for sure.
They're like, please
Remember
use our
those
search
weird
engine.
episodes of Gossip Girl where there would just be like towers of vitamin water in the background at like their parties?
Oh my God.
Very,
Sponsored.
very similar. Anna brings her mom back to the motel room. Damon's there waiting for them, and he's basically like, "I'm gonna kill your mom because I'm mad and I'm act up." And
You're making me act
girl,
up.
you're making me about to act up. And
Because
he's
he's
like, "You
pissed.
knew Catherine wasn't in there."
Yeah.
And Anna's like, "Yeah, but also, like, I was using you. Like, sorry, you just got girl bossed."
You just got girl bossed. And Anna tells Damon that, like, Catherine's actually been alive and well, like, this whole time. She was, like,
So
at the.
sad.
It's really sad. She's like, "I saw her in Chicago, like 40 years ago." And by the way, she knew that you were alive this whole time, and she hasn't
Didn't
like
give a
seeked you out.
fuck.
So you should probably get over that.
I really do feel for Damon in that moment. That is
That's so
awful. He
sad.
literally is like committing all these like atrocious crimes trying to get her out of the tomb. Meanwhile, she's been like partying at Chicago. She's been like at the Bean this whole time, just like
Yeah.
relaxing. She's been, perusing all the lovely art museums.
Yeah.
Just not a thought in her head about Damon.
No, she's just been like being a vampire like all this time. And it's really sad because that was Damon's one true love. He's given up a lot for her, he's committed a lot of murder.
He's committed a lot of murder.
And yeah, so
And
all
for
for
what?
naught.
So Elena and Bonnie are at Bonnie's Graham's house. Graham's is exhausted. That was a big old spell for them. Graham's is like, "I'm gonna go lie down." Bonnie goes to check on her.
I can't say it.
She's deceased.
Oh my God, why are you laughing? You horrible person. Graham's is dead, you guys. And when I tell you, I shed a tear.
I just already knew because I've seen it so many times.
Okay, I was shocked, honey.
I know it happens way. I can't. It's so sad. I like wish she was around for the whole series because she's so awesome. But this series just couldn't handle her.
No, they just like killed off
So they killed her.
Grams.
She was too. That's what happens to a
That's what
powerful
happens to
woman. They
girl
kill you right
bosses,
off.
yeah. They find a way to get rid of you.
We are the daughters of the witches you didn't burn.
Yeah, so then Bonnie's like screaming for help.
Yeah, Kat Graham has a great moment here. She really pulls out all the stops.
Yeah,
Elena
Elena
acting
calls 911 trying to help Grams.
like she's already dead, hunty.
But
Don't pay that
she's.
ambulance bill for nothing. Anyways, back at the tomb, Damon gave all those little vampires a little tasty treat.
With the bag he
And
threw
that
against the
blood bag he
wall,
threw against
yeah.
the wall is really doing some shit for them. And you see, I love all the 1864 like desiccated vampires in their like petticoats and
Yeah.
their like
They're
Confederate
fucked.
jackets. And you see one kind of getting a little taste of blood and slowly starting to get up and sliding open the tomb. I'm assuming that the seal spell is no longer working because Grams is dead.
It's hard to say, but basically the seal is no longer sealing and the vampire has enough
Who let the
energy
dogs out?
to escape. Yeah, who let the vamps
Damon.
out?
So they're all coming out, and that's the end of the episode.
So, yeah, Mystic Falls is about to get their shit
Shit
rocked.
rocked. Yeah.
Yeah.
What, two vampires is bad? Try
Girl.
20, and they're all from 1864, and they don't know how to work a cell phone. Try that.
Oh my God, can you imagine being like half dead and then waking up in like 2012?
All of a sudden, you have to create a MySpace profile.
Oh
That'd be
my.
stressful.
You have to like learn how to take a flattering selfie.
I still haven't learned that.
That's like literally not even true.
Yeah, no, there's actually, they kind of address that in the next episodes, and I think it's really funny. They're all like trying to figure out how to use their cell phones.
Wait, really? Oh my gosh, I'm excited.
Yeah, no, the next, it's very funny. Yeah, that's the end of the episode. That one is really, really wild.
I just can't believe Grams is
I
dead.
know,
That's
Grams
really
is, that's
sad.
really rough. I'm very bummed out by that. Also, just for Bonnie now, it's like, how's she
Yeah,
gonna like
Bonnie is no one. Who
cut
are Bonnie's
away?
parents? Have we even met her parents?
I think just her dad is around, I
Okay.
believe. But I forget.
Yeah, she doesn't really have any siblings to my knowledge, and so
No,
now
I
it's
think she
like
doesn't.
she has to girl boss all on her own.
Yeah, God, so sad. But yeah, that's our ep. That one was crazy. I'm
That was
really
crazy, y'all.
happy. I'm happy we got to, unpack that together. Nicole, you, me, and all five of our followers, all five of the ones who
Thanks,
rated
guys.
us.
Yeah, hey, go please leave a
Thank
comment
you.
on Apple Podcasts. It would mean a lot.
Even if it's a bad one, like just get people, you can cancel us. I feel like that would be great exposure.
Be honest. Reach out to us on our Instagram at Mystic Balls Pod. At our, I don't know
Please
what
don't
else we
reach out
have.
to me personally. I won't respond. I don't even
Yeah,
respond to Nicole when she reaches out to me, so.
I send her like a bunch of TikToks. Do you even watch my TikToks? I'm
Yes.
truly actually
No,
offended.
I do. It's really nice 'cause like every once in a while, like I don't really go on TikTok a ton, but when I do, I feel like I have this lovely little curated
For you
like
page.
20 for you page or 20 TikToks that Nicole sets up for me. It's really sweet. It's a lot of unpaid labor on her part, but that's what women do best.
Well, you know me, I'm just such a. Do I even need to say it?
God, girl, I think we need to
Girl
name this
boss?
episode Girl
It
Boss.
will be girl boss, yeah.
Okay, well, love you so
Love you so
much.
much.
Talk
Love
to
you,
you soon.
bestie.
Bestie, I'm afraid to tell you this.
We gotta go.
Okay, bye.
Mystic balls.